Hey, this is Jeremy Roenick, and guess what? You guys are listening to the Jim Bob Show.
Hey, this is Wayne Larrabee, and you're listening to Roar on WGN.
Hey, this is Jim McMahon, and you're listening to the Jim Bob Show.
I had to pop a beer for this one.
Atta boy.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Brian Urlacher, and you're listening to the Jim Bob Show.
That's awesome.
Oh,
that's
it. How about one? This is Brian Urlacher. I'm not a bitch.
No.
That's the best.
That one, huh?
Hey, this is John Gruden.
We went ahead and made a commitment to the Bears and ponied up and got the suite. It's been a big disappointment.
Well, you're a hard guy to please. Don't forget that. You're a hard guy to please.
Yeah, they're 40-1, which is shorter than I thought. You know, it
why aren't they 100-1?
Yeah,
I know.
720 WGN, typically high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, but here in the El Bandito Yankee Wanna Parlay Podcast Studio for the Jim Bob Show Game Day Edition. Heard here and on great stations all around the country. And Jim Bob, man, this is an exciting time, an exciting guy. Who do we got?
Well, first of all, let me say this, folks. He's a hero. He's a hero in Bloomington, Illinois, and he's a hero to all of the guys out there that have jobs and have mortgages and have families and want to play golf. And this is the Mid-Am champion, Brandon Holtz. Woo! Is with us. Whoa, I'm excited about it, buddy.
Hey, I appreciate you guys having me on for sure. This will be a fun time.
It's going to be great. Man, I'll tell you what, is that I've played with Brandon Holtz on the golf course, and I've seen what happens. And I've told you this, Dane. When he hits the ball,
it's like a sonic boom.
When he hits the ball actually has to file a flight plan. I mean, this thing. And so I want to go, let's talk about winning the Mid-Am. And not everybody understands, Brandon. Explain the difference between the U.S. Amateur and the Mid-Am for our folks out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much the same except for age. So the USAM, you can be of any age. It's more geared towards, those college players. But, you know, it's a person my age or even older can play in the USAM too. So the US Mid-Am is a age minimum of 25. So you have to be 25 years or older to get into the US Mid-Am. And it's, you know, in my opinion, some people disagree with me, but it is more geared towards the guys who, you know, maybe had a second chance, played in the mini tours young, didn't pan out, got a job, have families, you know, gives them a second chance to get into some competitive golf.
So when you were growing up, I mean, I was telling Dane about you, and I thought you were a great basketball player at Illinois State and underutilized, in my opinion. Were you playing a lot of golf back when you were in high school and in college?
Golf was always secondary. I played on the high school golf team, and it was my, you know, avenue just to kind of get away from the basketball scene. Jim Bob, I know you personally, you've played professional sports, so you concentrate and put all you can into the one sport for, you know, so long. You know, it's good to have another sport to kind of back up on, and that's exactly what golf was. So I played, but I didn't practice really. You know, being in Bloomington, you know, playing at Illinois State, I was able to get out and play every once in a while, you know, in the summer when I had some time, but again, golf's always been secondary. So
Brandon, it's just such a great story. Are you surprised the way that you have captured not only the attention of obviously Bloomington, people who know you very well, but also I think America, right? It's one of those stories where, as Jim Bob mentioned, so many people can find themselves, they'll never find themselves in your shoes, but they would love to have that opportunity to be in a career and then find a way to get to some of those aspirational places that nobody gets to play, right? For the masses. So obviously it's great for you, but are you surprised just how much everyone else is excited about it too?
Yeah, no, definitely. When I went out to Arizona, I knew, you know, when I signed up, I knew what I was playing for as far as, hey, if you go out there and win, you get to play in the Masters, you get to play in the U.S. Open. But I didn't really understand or realize the magnitude of, you know, all of this. You know, obviously knowing it was, you know, quite the feat, but really then on the national level, it really was quite the feat.
Yeah, I honestly swear to God, I mean, he's such a humble dude and known him for, you know, since he was a kid, but I don't think that you realize the magnitude. When he walks into a room, it's almost like, oh, It's like Michael Jordan walked in. I mean, it really is. I mean, and I've noticed this around town here and the gathering of people. Like, if he'll walk into, like, you know, whether it's X-Golf or the Condor Club or whatever place it is, I mean, you talk about drawing a quick attention. Hey, Brandon Hulse is in here.
One thing I love about it, Brandon, is it kind of reminds me of that Rocky situation. You know, if you think about that, you've got a guy that's, you know, an adult in a career or whatever. But here's the thing. It isn't like one of those Cinderella stories where you lucked your way into it. You really have, because of the off the tee kind of situation that you have and what it is that you can do, if you are on your game, anything can happen, right? So it isn't even just like, oh, it's amazing you get to play. Like, you got a shot.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, and that was the thing going out there. You know, if I knew I was playing good when I was out there, I knew I had a pretty legitimate chance. And you know, I was just happy to prove it.
So at Troon, and I didn't even know this until, you know, because it was all the hype and we were supposed to go out there for that final round and business got in the way for me. But, you know, on the last hole, you took out your driver and you spanked it 300 and some yards. You were 7 feet from the flag. Is that how you won that hole?
That's how I won the hole, and that's how I won the match.
Is that crazy? Is it? So basically, Dane, we're on the 34th hole, okay, and this is a 308. Yard like par, par four, and Brando gets out the driver, treats it like it's a par three, and I mean, what a finish, man! I got to tell you that is quite something. And so you know, like when we look at going to the Masters, and that's coming up, you know, what's your prep going to be like? Explain it to the folks.
Yeah, no, it's definitely different. Usually I put the clubs away come November and then don't touch them till, you know, March, April. But this year is definitely going to be different. Just trying to do some indoor stuff around here in Illinois. You know, we got a lot of travel, you know, a couple days here and there back in town, changing outfits, doing laundry, you know, saying hi to the kids and the wife and, you know, all that jazz. But it's going to be pretty intense.
Well, you know, one of the things, too, is that I was going to say to you, you're always welcome to come down to Jim Bob's palatial
Seaside
Estate, that Dane calls it, and hang out with me and stay there in Gulf, Florida, for, you know, as we get ready for the Masters and so forth. But, you know, going to Augusta, and I have been to Augusta now almost 20 times, and mm-hmm. I think about your capabilities on two, you know, bombing the corners 13 and 15 and so forth, is that, man, you got real shot at eagle opportunities on pretty much all of the par fives. I mean, when you, and you know, you're going to be on national television, they're going to take the mid-am, and those first days, you know, they usually place you with either the champ from last year or potentially a former champion. Are you ready for that?
You know, I'd like to sit here in my, you know, in my office with 6 inches of snow on the ground and say, yeah, but you know, I don't know. I mean, I think it's really going to hit me when I get out there for the first time to see the course, you know, and that's the other story too, Jim Bob, is, my dad won two tournament badges back in 2004 in the lottery. So we've been going every year for, you know, damn near 20 years now.
Yeah.
And I've probably myself been about 15 times, and, you know, tee to green, I'm not really intimidated at all.
Yeah.
And the good thing is too, is, you know, being there for 15 years that, you know, that initial shell shock is not there for me. I've been there. Now I haven't been, you know, behind the ropes.
Yeah.
But, you know, tee to green again, I'm not intimidated, but the greens definitely need to get familiar with.
Yeah.
I agree. Really need to learn on, you know, places not to hit it.
And you've walked it too. I mean, you've walked a course, and for the folks who've never been to Augusta, and if you've not been on the course and walked the course, I will tell you the undulation of the course is not anything that you see on television. You know, going up one, coming down two, coming mm-hmm. up 18. I mean, those are some steep little walks. I mean, people don't get you never capture it on television. I mean, to me, I mean, it's exhausting for me just to walk it. I mean, I've walked the course, you know, so many times, and I mean, you get your steps in.
TV does no justice
whatsoever. No justice at all.
So here's the thing, as a guy who's been there 15 times, obviously a huge fan, so much history there, so many things to kind of take in and to be there doing it. How do you balance? Because in a situation like this, and so much about the golf game is mental, right? And you've got to be able to focus and do that. But this is one of those opportunities. You're going to want to take it in and enjoy it and be a part of it. But at the same time, you know, you got to block it out. So how do you do that? How
do
you
balance?
He's
going to do that. He's going to take it in on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. He's not, and then Thursday, we're working, bro.
Yeah, no, the good thing is we do get out. We get access to the club on the Saturday before. We can't play the golf course, but we get access to the range. And then Sunday we do get to play, and then we'll have, you know, the Monday through Wednesday. So, you know, I'll have a few days with 30, 40, 50, 60,000 people, you know, watching me play. So hopefully I can shake some of that off, but you know, we'll see how it goes.
And then I like the fact that you've got such a positive attitude about everything, and you're not intimidated by the course and so forth. I am, and you're not, which that's why you're great. And I'm not a great golfer, but let's pretend this and let's have this mindset. We won. Okay. And so you get to pick the dinner, okay? Okay. What are we having for the dinner? That's what I want to know. Think about it. What are you going to have? You're going to have pizza?
Honestly, the stuffed crust pizza from Pizza Hut would be great.
Hear that, Pizza Hut?
Yeah. There you go. So like, go. If you got, we got the dinner, we got pizza, we're going to have pizza, but I'm making a joke of it, but if you got three people that were either, you know, dead or alive to go with you on your practice round in Augusta, who would you pick?
You know, definitely a basketball player. We definitely want Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm. And Tiger Woods, obviously, you know, the greats of the great. That's who you want to be around. That's, you know, those were my kind of, specifically Jordan was my idol growing up. You know, I was a basketball player. Golf was, again, secondary. But then just to see Tiger change the game into what it is today, you know, that's just incredible. And the third, you know, my dad, you know, my dad's been a role model for me. And he's going to be out there with me. So it is going to be checking off, you know, that box.
Yeah. That's awesome.
He will be caddying the entire time.
So he's on the bag. That's what I was going to ask you. So dad's going to be on the bag with you.
Yep. Yep. He'll be on the bag all week. You know, I hate to use the phrase once in a lifetime, because I don't plan on this being my one and only time, but
good.
You know, it is. It's a family affair, you know, and I got the exemption to the U.S. Open. My brother's going to caddy for me in the U.S. Open. So,
man, that's,
you know,
cool.
just to you know, have these moments, these special moments with, you know, my dad and my brother is pretty special in itself, for sure.
You know, just so the folks know, Brando's the type of guy, and I've been with him. When he hits the ball, we actually go up there, and I look back, and I just start laughing. I mean, so like in competition, you know, have you ever hit one of those drives when you go, damn? I mean,
he's like, every time.
No, I wish it was every time. But, yeah, and really all these guys, with the equipment that these guys have, we all hit it pretty similar, but there is always that one time where you just hit it just a little bit different.
Yeah.
Which that's when you really start talking, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. When Brando hits it, I will tell you, it's like a gunshot going off in a library. Okay. I mean, it's like, I accused him one time of having an acoustic system on his driver. I mean, it just sounds different. Mine, when I hit it and then when he hits it, there's a distinct difference. But, you know, in basketball, you were a shooter. And you were a good shooter, and like I said, I thought you were a great player. I thought you were underutilized per the team at Illinois State. And I was going to ask you, because we both are athletes, and you know, basketball was my game. And people go, why'd you end up playing football? I go, well, I went to a school that happened to have like three NBA guys on it. And the first time I got out there, and Terry Dillard blocked a shot that I took my little regular jumper and blocked a shot and smashed it back in my face, broke my nose. And he was like 5'9" with about 42 inch vertical. I go, I think I'm going to play football. but like, you know, when you're shooting a free throw and it's the last second shot, or you got to make that last second shot, or you got to make a 4-foot putt for match, which do you think is harder?
Oh man, I'd say the golf, just because of all of the external things. You know, you got 4 feet, but there's a lot of grass in 4 feet. The free throw, it's just the ball in the air, right? The air's not going to touch it. Now, if I'm playing outside in 20 mile per hour wind, you know, there's some factors there. But you know, I was saying with golf, outside is, you got all the elements, right? Yeah. The wind, the rain. Not on a perfect day, perfect greens, everything's going, you know, it's probably pretty similar, you know.
Yeah.
But overall, I'd say golf is going to be harder just because of all the, you know, elements.
You know, we got the U.S. Open at Shinnecock, and that course is a beast. And are you going
to top five on the tour? I think is what I read.
Yeah. Are you going to? Will there be any setup changes that you'll make in regards to equipment and that, you know, it's a thick rough and so forth? Or are you just going to say, hell with it, we're sending it?
You know, JB, I don't know. The driver got me here, so I'm definitely sending it. As far as all the other equipment's concerned, you know, I try not to be too technical. You know, I'd get out there, teed up, chase it, find it, hit it again, and hopefully, you know, the ball goes where you want it to go.
Yeah, he's going to send it, brother. He's going to send it. So are you going to get a stay at the Crow's Nest in Augusta?
Yeah, we can stay there as many nights as we want. I'm planning on staying there on Monday night only, and then, you know, stay with the family the rest of the time.
Yeah. And so, like, you know, and I'm serious about the pairing, is that they usually take the U.S. amateur and they take the mid-M, and you get paired with, you know, a pretty high-ranking former or even the champion at Augusta. But if you got paired with a pro on Thursday, who would you want to get paired with? I mean, I think Tiger.
Well, of course, you know, obviously want to do that, but that's, you know, I'm a little bit more realistic than that. And yeah, you're right. I mean, it's the USAM, I believe, gets paired with the past champion, the most recent past champion. And then the US Mid-Am historically gets paired with a past champion.
Ah, so cool.
I would love if it was Freddie Couples. That would be, and even, you know, practice rounds, I'm trying to, you know, on the social media side, trying to reach out to his, you know, him or his people to have that experience, you know, one of those days while I'm out there.
I mean, that's awesome.
He just seems, you know, more my speed, kind of laid back, hanging out, you know, talk a little here and there and just have fun with it. Yeah. You know?
So you're training. Are you watching your diet or are you taking the John Daly approach?
I've been working out now for almost 3 years now. I've actually lost about 40 pounds. I was on the John Daly diet there for a while and I was like, eh. You know, I got to the point where I was like 277 and I'm like telling my wife, I'm like, it's either 300 or get your ass back in shape. And I decided to get my ass back in shape. So,
yeah. No, but did you notice something? Because like when you were a little heavier, when Brandon would tee off, I mean, the ball would actually go through a couple different area codes. He starts at 312 and he ends over up in 309. But so are you doing any meal cheats? Are you got a regular diet now? I mean, 40 pounds is a lot, and that's had to affect your swing to some degree.
Yeah, I'm a little bit. You know, maybe it's just become a little bit more consistent, the swing has. Did I lose a little bit of distance? Maybe, but we're not talking, you know, anything to really just be worried about by any means. But I think just with the extra strength, everything, you know, the whole bag is more consistent. You know, my miss hits aren't as bad. You know, and I don't have to swing around a belly much anymore. Yeah. You know? I mean, I still got one. Don't get me wrong, but
so let's think about Sunday at Augusta. What's the thought process that will make, I mean, where is your mindset right now on what you're thinking Sunday is going to be for Brandon Holtz?
You know, it's hard to say, JB. I mean, my whole motto, you know, even with the mid-am was, you know, one shot at a time. You know, you start thinking about all the other you're going to get yourself into an issue. And golf's already hard, man. I mean, if you start thinking about the next shot while you're trying to hit that current shot, in my opinion, you're already behind the eight ball, you know. So, I plan on, you know, when my name gets called on the first tee, teeing it up. Hopefully the ball stays on the tee. It might be a little shaky, but hopefully just tee it up, rip it, and start the journey. You know?
Yeah, the excitement is loud already. It's going to get just louder and louder. And like you said, you've been doing this for you, obviously, and it's great for the family. It's going to be awesome for your family, for your dad and your brother and all that. But everyone feels like they're winning too. They're going with you to the Masters.
Oh, and we're going to have a crew there, buddy. I mean, I've got three houses full. All my kids are coming. All my friends are coming. I think we've got 39 people coming for him.
Wow.
39 people. Awesome. I mean, and it's costing me a damn fortune. Thanks, buddy. I'm going to get my goddamn money back from you. So you're going to be wearing some sloth stuff just like this. Hey, we're going to get him decked out, man.
And so the usual people that are excited or that you could imagine would be excited. But so far, again, there's going to be lots of people coming on board. But what has been like the craziest person that's either called you or reached out or maybe on social media that has been a surprise? Like, whoa, you know, just that impact you're having. Who's reached out?
You know, just, you know, maybe not the greatest term, but some kind of long lost friends, you know, you grew up with them, you know, some ex teammates really, you know, I haven't talked to in a while, you know, reached out, nobody like crazy celebrity type of any sort.
Yet.
Well, he's on the Jim Bob show.
Oh, my gosh.
Come on, here.
What about this? Right here,
I don't know what your problem is. Okay. You're supposed to be my royal bragger. God dang it.
We laid it on you. We're like, you guys.
Yeah. but I'll tell you what is that. You know, I'm so pumped up about it because, you know, at WANA.com, WANA Parlay, we are bringing on golf. And so, you know, it's been a great, our journey on this Daily Fantasy Sports. And so you're going to be on our gaming Daily Fantasy Sports deal. And I'm so pumped up about this because, you know, we're going to have our buddies at Optic Odds and the things that we're doing with them in regards to putting golf on WANA Parlay. I'm so pumped up about it. And we, you know, I am on the coders so much these days to get the back end and the front end of WANA.com and WANA Parlay ready for golf. And so I'm so excited. I'm going to be one of the first people that gets everybody going, hey, don't forget to make your bets on Brendan Holtz on WANA Parlay, because I'm jacked about that. But, you know, for our listeners and the people that are watching us and so forth, we are so excited about the Masters and that coming up. But I got to tell you, I'm just as excited about the U.S. Open at Shinnecock. I mean, that is, like I said, it's one of the hardest courses in the world. I mean, what's your thoughts on the U.S. Open?
Well, that's just it. You know, we get on this talk about the Masters. And don't get me wrong. I mean, that's awesome. And the Masters is, you know, that exclusive. But we do. We kind of, you know, jump to the conclusion that it's just the Masters. Well, no, we got the U.S. Open too. And that's another, you know, dream come true. I've been trying to get in the U.S. Open, you know, when I was playing for 10 years, you know. Yeah. And then being at Shinnecock, I embrace, you know, more of the challenge. I want the tougher course. I don't want to have to go out there and shoot, you know, 6, 7, 8 under. I'd rather go out there and, you know, scrape it around and you know, grind for that par. So I'm excited for that. I mean, I can sit here and tell you all day, you know, behind a screen that, you know, I'm ready for it. But I've never been there, so I don't know. Will I be ready? I'm going to do, you know, everything I can to be ready for sure.
Yeah. No, I think that's going to be an exciting time as well. But is there anything on the social media?
Yeah, no, that's what we're thinking about. As more people get to know what it is, of course, around here in Bloomington, certainly in Illinois, well-known, people are excited about it. I think it's going to be a national phenomenon, Brandon. I think everybody is going to really resonate with your story. And as they're looking to get in touch with you, like some of those famous people, maybe even more famous than us, I don't even know if that's possible. Maybe Taylor Swift, I don't know. But fans want to get a hold of you, reach out, maybe encourage or whatever. Social media-wise, where can they go?
You can find me, you know, just Google search me. I got a Facebook, you can find me there. My wife's kind of running my Instagram. I think it's like Brandon Holtz Golf _ or something. I don't even know what it is. Definitely find me on Facebook.
Hey, buddy, thanks for getting on today, man. We appreciate this a lot, and we are so looking forward to going to Augusta and cheering you on. Like I said, our whole staff is going to be out there. Dane and I'll be out there as well. We'll be everywhere. I mean, and we're cool. Going to be following cool. You a lot. Looking forward to you tearing it up there, man, and ripping it.
No, I appreciate you guys having me on, and yeah, I mean, you know, JB, feel free to reach out anytime, obviously. This will be an exciting journey for sure.
Yep, for sure, brother. Love you, man. We'll be back in touch.
Thanks, Brandon.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.